Nora nodded. But Paul, you matter to him. Look, I know what you're saying because I felt it too, that distance, that reserve, that sense of a wall too high to get over. After a while, I gave up trying. And after a longer while, I gave up waiting for a door to appear in it. But behind that wall, he loved us both. I don't know how I know that, but I do. Paul didn't speak. Every now and then he brushed tears from his eyes. The air was cooler, and people had begun to stroll through the gardens, lovers holding hands, couples with children, solitary walkers. An elderly couple approached. She was tall with a flash of white hair, and he walked slowly, stooping slightly, with a cane. She had her hand tucked around his elbow and was leaning down to speak to him, and he was nodding, pensive, frowning, looking across the gardens beyond the gates at whatever she wanted him to note. Nora felt a pang to see this intimacy. Once she had imagined herself and David moving into such an old age, their histories woven together like vines, tendril around shoot, leaves meshed. Oh, she'd been so old-fashioned. Even her regret was old-fashioned. She had imagined that married, she would be some sort of lovely bud wrapped in the tougher, resilient calyx of the flower. Wrapped and protected, the layers of her own life contained within another's. But instead, she had found her own way, building a business, raising Paul, traveling the world. She was petal, calyx, stem, and leaf. She was the long white root running deep into the earth. And she was glad. As they passed, the couple spoke in English, arguing about where to have dinner. Their accents were from the South, from Texas, Nora guessed, and the man wanted to find a place with steak, with food that was familiar. "I'm so tired of Americans," Paul said once they were out of earshot. "Always so glad to find another American. You'd think there weren't 250 million of us. You'd think they'd want to be seeking out some French people since they're in France." "You've been talking to Frederick." "Sure, why not? Frederick is right on the mark when it comes to American arrogance. Where is he, anyway?"
"Away on business. He'll come tonight."
It rushed through her again, the image of Frederick walking through the door of the hotel room, dropping his keys on the dresser and patting his pockets to make sure he had his wallet. He wore bright white shirts that caught the last light, with crisp button-down collars, and each evening he came in and tossed his tie over a chair, his low voice shaping her name. Perhaps it was his voice she had loved first. They had so much in common, grown children, divorces, demanding jobs, but because Frederick's life had happened in another country, half in another language, it felt exotic to Nora, familiar and unknown at once, an old country and a new.
"Has your visit been good?" Paul asked. "Do you like France?"
"I've been happy here," Nora said, and it was true.